the real tragedy of the I-65 closure is not the can opener and the, what, 13 semis that have met their fate trying to cross under the detour of the railroad bridge there, a.k.a. the can opener at 3rd and Winkler.
Many trucks have been opened.
Many trucks have been opened from the top.
Yep.
Like a little can.
Yep.
Yay.
Yay.
The real tragedy is Sam Aguiar.
How is Sam Aguiar suffering?
Our fine friends over at Sam Aguiar.
Yeah.
By the way, they sponsor the show. They're
sure.
A partner with us.
Absolutely.
All of those billboards on I-65
are not being seen right now.
Are not being seen. How am I getting my daily dose of good news and reassurance?
Affirmations.
Affirmations.
Yes. How are you going to get your Sam Aguiar affirmations
right?
If no one can see them because they're in the stretch that's shut down?
Yes.
Oh, no.
What is happening? Like, we were just thinking about that. We're like, oh, my gosh. Like, and
are they going to get their money back? I mean,
or at least the billboard company's like, all right, we'll give you a credit for a couple months here,
right?
Because
no one's seeing your billboard. No one's seeing that at all. No one's benefiting
because
from the wisdom that's on there.
I was going to say those affirmations that Sam Aguiar and his law firm put up there on I-60. They pepper salt and pepper those.
They do.
Both the southbound and northbound.
They do.
And I would get my daily affirmation. Every time I would drive that corridor and see it, I'd be like, know what?
Thank you, Sam. I needed that reminder, yes.
I am good enough.
Yeah, you are.
I am going to have a good day.
And somebody loves you today.
somebody loves you, and that is Sam Aguiar.
And you know what? Just keep going.
Just keep going. That's what
Sam would tell you.
He would. You're right. What would Sam Aguiar do if faced with this issue?
He'd probably kindly ask for them to, like, let's hit pause.
It's okay.
On the billing.
It's okay. Things are looking up for you real soon.
Things are looking up. Maybe they'll change the messaging to be aimed at the people doing the work.
I know.
You're doing a great job. We appreciate what you're doing there on I-65.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what we do. We shift the focus to a smaller audience.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe that's what we do.
I don't know. I mean, I know that he's got billboards on other highways, but I feel like I-65 was really intense.
Yeah, those are not getting appreciated.
No, nearly like they
should.
And my daily affirmation has been lacking.
Now we're just going to have to go to his social media for that.
I don't think he does that on his social media.
Well, maybe you should start. Just a suggestion.
Have you seen the picture of the couple in the middle of I-65, quote, having a date?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that going around? It's like at night.
Right.
I-65.
Just sitting in the middle of it.
Yeah, there's no traffic.
Right.
And they're just kind of sitting there on, I think, the northbound lanes.
Yep.
Just kind of sitting in the middle of the highway. Just
chilling.
Chilling. Yeah. Well, laying down, chilling, sitting. I don't know if they're, quote, having a date or they're workers.
Probably taking a break.
We don't know. But I don't even want to put that out there. Because
I wouldn't either. It's even though seemingly it's safe, you're still sitting on a highway. Isn't there a part of you that's just like, well, what if someone didn't see the sign?
What if someone didn't see the sign?
You know?
It's like,
there are lots of people who weren't seeing the sign of the can opener.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, like I said, the real tragedy is that I'm not getting my daily affirmation from the Sam Aguiar billboards on
I-65. Those need to be appreciated.
Yeah. And Michelle Texan, you're going to have to start giving us affirmation every morning.
Oh.
Oof.
Are we going to have to, like, pick up the baton and carry on the race?
Your hair looks shiny and bouncy.
Yes. You know what?
Is that a new shirt?
You got up today, and that's already a win.
Look at that.
Right?
All right. Daily affirmations are finished.
Okay, great. Those were good ones. I already feel better.
Thanks. All right. Again, we are hoping that everything stays on time and I-65 can reopen when it's supposed to, July 31st. I say as I roll my eyes.
In the wise words of someone that works at DJX, it's all downhill from here.
So it's easier. It's going to get easier.
You're cruising through the rest of the week.
it's going to get easier, right? Obviously.
Yes. We don't say it's going downhill from here. No. That's bad, we learned.
Yeah. All right. It's 99.7 DJX.